This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how when we talk about mortgages, we almost always talk about the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage? Yeah, well, that's a mostly American thing. Over in the UK, just for instance, home loans are way shorter term, anywhere between 2 and 5 years. So volatility in interest rates becomes a real thing. Oh, hello, the mini budget of former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Huge unfunded tax cuts, that is to say, tax cuts that would require a whole lot of government borrowing, which were greeted by the bond market with spiking interest rates. You see where I'm going here, yes? And sure, the Bank of England stepped in, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the British housing market is spooked.
Buying his first home just north of London at the age of 26, Alex Nunn thought he was sitting pretty. But then came the mini-budget and a big spike in mortgage interest rates.
We could be in a position where we can't afford to pay our mortgage. That's why it's so worrying at the moment. It's the not knowing. It's the uncertainty of what's to come.
Alex certainly faces the danger of losing his home. In January, his mortgage repayments could almost double when his $280,000 deal expires, and along with it, the interest rate of just over 3% that he fixed 2 years ago.
You plan whether you can afford it or not based on those rates at the time. Now, of course, there's a potential for them to go up, but to this level is unprecedented.
In fact, new mortgage rates here have been rising over the past year, but the mini budget gave them a further dramatic upward twist and sleepless nights for many homeowners like Bianca Hamdoui.
Oh, since the announcement of the mini budget, my mind has been in overdrive. I don't know what I will do.
As she told the BBC, Bianca's mortgage rate could more than double when her two-year deal ends next year. Already squeezed by the soaring cost of food, energy and fuel, this independent 34-year-old may be forced to take drastic action.
I was thinking about extreme situations as moving back to my parents and just letting my place out so I can keep it. I'm just running out of options.
Mortgage rates have come down a bit since the new Prime Minister and the new Finance Chief took over, but the mini-budget turmoil has raised worries. Three-quarters of outstanding British mortgages are on 2 or 5 year fixed-rate terms. Housing analyst Neil Hudson says that every month more than 100,000 Brits will be getting a nasty jolt.
It's going to be a big shock for those people whose fixed-rate mortgage is ending.
But why haven't the Brits opted for much longer fixed-rate terms like those 30-year American deals? The answer, says Hudson, is that short-term deals have been much cheaper, and when interest rates were declining, you could refinance at lower and lower rates.
I think it's kind of built into the British psyche that mortgage rates continue to go down, so you might as well have a short fixed-rate period and benefit from it.
Those days have now come to an abrupt end, which, says Samuel Toombs of Pantheon Macroeconomics, will have consequences for the wider economy.
Make no mistake about it, this is a huge shock to household disposable incomes, and we will see that contribute to a recession in the UK next year.
As the era of easy money comes to an end, average prices are up by 22%. Due to the UK's short-term mortgage deals and the present political uncertainty, British homeowners do appear to be more than a little nervous. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.